This is Gemara Bam Mitzia Daf Nun Vav, and today's shiur has been generously sponsored by a close friend of the Daf, L'Zecher Nishmas, his father, whose yard site is on the day of this Daf, the second day of Yontif, and therefore the learning should be aschos for Lezer Moshe ben Shema B'Siyata D'Shemaya Taira, the Taira of Pesach, Talmud Taira Keneged Kulam, should elevate Rav Lezer Moshe ben Shema to an higher place in Gan Eden Shalmaila, closer to the Kisei HaKavod, and ultimately be a Melech Yesher for his entire family. Scrolling on the bottom of Nunhei Amid Beis, we pulled up about 12 lines to the bottom. The first word of the line is a Mamzer. And we're in the middle of discussing the Shita of Rameir, which is Asu Chachamim Chizik L'Divreyem Kishel Taira. That Chazal sometimes will make their halachos as stringent as dinei de'oraisa. And we just proved this from a din in Gittin, in which we saw their Amir held Yetzev Avlan Mamzer. And the obvious question is, how can it be Avlan Mamzer if the whole din of Avaninechtam is a din de'rabanan? And the answer to that question is also chizik l'devrayem kishel taira. So Masiv Rav Sheshes, 12 lines to the bottom in Hayam and Beis. The first word in line is Mamzer, asks Rav Sheshes, Mechalin Oisai Kesef Al Kesef Nechayshes. You could be Mechalel, those coins, the coins of Meiser Sheni, Al Kesef Nechayshes, upon copper coins. Al Nechayshes, you could, B'chalin oisei kesef al kesef. I don't know how I just read that. Nechayshes al nechayshes. Kesef al nechayshes. U'nechayshes al peiros. You could transfer the sanctity in all of these moves. And v'yachsev yiftes al peiros. And in the last case, when you do nechayshes al peiros, then you have to redeem those fruits with money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Divri Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Aymrim, Yalu Peirais, V'yoich Leb Yerushalayim. Then in that last case, the Peirais have the Kedusha, and they bring them up to Yerushalayim. So in contrast, says Rav Sheshes, that's the halacha that we find by Meiser Sheni of Demai. Continues the Gemara. And again, if you were paying attention, there were a whole slew of kulais, be mechalel back and forth, etc. Continues Rav Sheshes, be mechalel kesef nechayshes. Is that possible? Vatanan, four lines to the bottom, but we learned sela shal meiser sheni v'shal chulin shenis arvu, they got mixed up, and therefore we don't know which one is meiser sheni. Maybe b'sela mois. What do you have to do? You have to bring a sela's worth of Ma'is of Nechayshes Vaymer, Kol Makam Sheyeshna, Sela Shal Meiser Sheni, Mechulales Al Ma'is Halalu. And then what does he do? Ubayra as a Yafet Shalahem, he takes the better of the two coins, Mechala Alea, and he deconsecrates it upon it. So what do we see? Mimnei, why do we have to do this in this case where the items got confused and we don't know which one is Meiser Sheni? Says the Gemara as we turn over to Nunvavam and Aleph, and they say, oh, Amru, the reason why you have to pull off this convoluted chilul process, Machal and I say Kesef al Nechayshes. You're allowed to transfer silver coins that have regular Kedushas Meiser Sheni upon Nechayshes, Midaychek, in a time of needs. Lo sheyekayim kein, not so that it should remain on the Nechayshes, El Shechayzer Machalin Ala Kesef, but rather so that you'll then take it and go one step further and transfer it onto the Kesef. So what do we see? That when I have a silver coin, I transfer it to the Nechayshes, and then those Nechayshes go on back onto Kesef. So says the Gemara, Katani Miyas, three lines down in Vavam and Aleph, what do we see? Mechalalin mi daychek. The only time you're allowed to do this is in a pressing situation. Mi daychek in. Shloi mi daychek loi. But yeah, what do we see in the previous mission? The first Mishnah didn't say anything about mitoichek. When we were talking about Meiser Sheni of Demai, we allowed regular transfer back and forth. So what do we see? We see that when it came to the Din Derabanan, we're more meikel. Because the first case of Demai was a Derabanan. In that case, we were more meikel. The second case was not Demai, it was a Vadai. We're more machmir. So I asked the Gemara what happened. You just told me that Rav Meir holds that Derabanans are bumped up to the level of Deraisas and also Chizik Devrayim. Shlomi Deichek Loi, Amar Rav Yosef. You're right. Rav Meir is meikel in the pidyon of it, but machmer hu b'achilasai. But there are scenarios where there is higher level of stringencies for the derabanan, namely with regard to the achila, the eating of the produce. Titania, as we learned in our braisa, lo itir limkar demai. You're not allowed to sell demai without first taking off the appropriate trumas and maestras, ella lesitoin belvad. Excuse me. Only a sitoin, a wholesaler, is allowed to sell the demai without first taking off maeser. Balabayis. But when it comes to a balabayis, bengach, sarach laaser, he has to take off maeser. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim aimrim, excuse me, echra sitoin vechra balabayis. Moicher vishalech lechaveiroi vinoislam matana. What do we see? We see that Rav Meir is indeed more machmer on the Derabanan of Demai. True, not about the Pidyon. But yes, about the Achila of it. Masiv Ravina asks Ravina on this Teretz of Rav Yosef. Again, Rav Yosef, that's telling us that even though Rav Meir is Mikol Bipidyon, he's Machmer Bachilasai. Masiv Ravina. First line is Ravina, 12 lines down. Halikeach min anachtoim. Someone buys bread from anachtoim, who's an Amaretz, a baker. Meiser min hachama ala tsoinenes. Or min tsoinenes ala chama. He's allowed to take off Meiser from the hot breads to potter up cold breads, and from the cold breads to potter up the hot breads. Va'afilu mitvosim arbe, divrei Rav Meir, and even it comes from different shapes and molds. So b'shalma min asoinenes ala chama, ask the Gemara, that I can understand why. Kidrav ilam, de'yam rav ilam, minayim l'tayrim min arol yofeh. How do we know you're allowed to take off from the inferior products to superior products? Which is what's going on over here. The cold bread for the fresh hot bread. Shatruma say truma. How do we know that works? Says Rav Elisha Nemar. Loisesu alav cheit. You should not be a sin barimchem as chel by me menhu. When you set aside the produce as truma im enai kadosh. So if the inferior stuff does not become actual truma, nisiyas cheit lama. So Rav Elisha learns the fact that the pasuk says, "Sisu olav chait mikan." Here is the makar l'tayim and ha'ra'a aliyafet shurtumasli truma. That it works if you take from inferior product to superior product. Lamaisa, the truma and maisa works as we learn it out from the pasuk of "Arunchem es chelboy mimenu." And the pasuk begins, "Sisu olav chait." If it's going to be a chait, that means that it works. Elon, here's the kasha. What did the Brisa say? Afilu made busim arbe from many different bands. Asks the Gemara why. Lechosh domazi lafrushe menachiv ala patur umenabtur ala chiv. Asks the Gemara, why are we not concerned that one might end up coming from that which is chayiv onto that which is pater and that which pater onto that which is chayiv? So from the fact, asks Ravina, that Rav Meir is not worried about this, what must the reason be? The reason must be because we're dealing with Demai. We're dealing with a Derabanan. So says Ravina, you know, we see that when it comes to Derabanan, Rav Meir is indeed more meikel even with Achila. Amar Abaya, Says Abaya, smack in the middle of the Amud. First one in line is Alachiyov. Rav Elazar Shaber Kakasha Lei. Rav Elazar's Kasha is a good Kasha. Ushmuel Loi Shaber Kamishani Lei. But Shmuel did not answer him appropriately. Says the Gemara, what does this mean? Dekasha Lei the Rav Elazar Misa Bidei Shamayim. Rav Elazar asked about Misa Bidei Shamayim. Now, Misa Bidei Shamayim, as much as, of course, it's a form of Misa, but this is not as chomer as a Misas Bezdin. So Rav Elazar was asking that the Rabbanon were more machmir, and they added on an extra fifth when a Yisrael eats Trumas Meiser of Demai. So such a scenario, we see that they're machmir like the Daraisa of eating Trumas Meiser. So says the Gemara, but even though we're machmir, that there is Misa B'dei Shamayim, but it's not the most chomer type of Misa. So the question is, asks Rav Elazar, what's the reason why we're machmir on the Trumas Meiser of Demai, even though it's not getting the highest level of Misa? U'mishani lei, and Shmuel answered back, Misas Bezdin. Shmuel answered back something involving Misas Bezdin. So basically asks Abaye, this is a classical situation of apples and oranges. Shmuel, you're not responding to the kasha of Rav Elazar. Why? Because Delma Shaini Misas Bezdin the Chamiri. Maybe Misas Bezdin is more Chamer. Umay says Rav Sheshes, excuse me, the Chamiv. Rav Sheshes Loi Shabir Kamay Sivla. And when Rav Sheshes asked on Shmuel, was not a good question. Why the Kamri Inu Misa? Umay says Rav Sheshes Alav. The Gemara is asking that if we were to go back the whole Amud Beis of yesterday and the beginning of today and start doing math, all the different scenarios, it doesn't add up. Rav Sheshes was asking from Alav on a case of a Misa. But that which Rav Sheshes did indeed ask, Rav Sheshes, Shaber, come and shine a light. So says Abaye, Elo Ravina. But what about this final step? Ravina, which was talking about buying the breads from the Nachtoim. Ravina, which allowed not only to be thing of troops and mices from the hot to the cold to the hot, but even from different defusim. Asks Abaye, Adamoisim Minachtim, you're asking for the baker, Lesailim Ibalter. Why are you asking for the baker? Let's bring a rayo from the Palter, which over here Rashi says is talking about one who bakes bread and mass and distributes it. The Tanana, Kerman, Abalter, Meiser, Min Kol, Defosu, Defos, Devramayer. That what? The Mishnah teaches us that when you buy from this wholesale bread distributor, Meiser, Min Kol, Defos, Defos, you have to go Meiser from each and every type. So what do we see? So we see there a mayor is indeed more machmir on demai. Elamai is lechalameimer. Rather, what are you going to have to answer me? Palter mitrei tlos agavri zavin. You're going to have to answer me that a palter buys bread from two or three different people. Again, he's the middleman. He's the distributor. And therefore, it's not necessarily a chumrah to take a meiser from each and every one, because that's the din, because it came from multiple peoples. Whereas the Nachtoim, we can explain, it came from a single person. And that's the reason why you have to take off the Meisers. But it's not going to be a Kula at all. Rather, it's different cases. Rav Amar Shmuel, Shabakam Mishanaleh, Shem, Misa, Ba'ilam. So Rav says, no, Shmuel's Kasha was fine. There's a concept of a Shem, Misa. It's true that it's a Misa B'dei Shamayim versus a Misa's Bezdin. But La Misa, there's the Shem, Misa. And therefore, that's how you could ask the Kasha. Says the Gemara, let's go back to our Kisigya of Aina on the bottom of Nunvav Amar Aleph. Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Aina. The following entities is no problem. You can charge whatever you want. Avodim, slaves, taras, documents, karkois, land, hekdeshes, ein lem tashlumei kefal. As well, there's no din of kefal in these cases. Lo tashlumei dalad vehei. Shomer chinam, einoi nishba. Shomer chinam does not swear. Nisei sachar does not pay. Einam mishalim. Rav Shimon Omer says, Rav Shimon, as we turn over to Nanvavam Ibis, Kodshim shu chayiv achriyusam. When it comes to kodshim, which one is obligated in their responsibility? Yesh lemayna. Shein achayiv achriyusam ein lemayna. Rav Yehuda Omer. Av amecher sefer Torah behema umar galiyos. You sell sefer Torah, an animal or pearls? Ein lemayna. Amru lai lai amru ela es elu. Chum responded, only these items, only the items listed in the beginning of the Mishnah, you, Rav Yehuda, are going too far. You're listing, Meicher Sefer Torah, Beimer Margolios. Say the Chachamim, though. Look at the beginning of the Mishnah, Avadim Shtaris Karkois. Those are the items that have no Onah, but not that which you, Rav Yehuda, are saying. So, in classical Gemara sense, Nanvavim Beis, we begin the Gemara, which begins with Mekairais, to the first part of the Mishnah, Avadim Shtaris Karkois, Ekdeishais. There's no din of ana. The Tana Rabban Chizib Chabin Kol Amizecha Yikanami Anamizecha Tavar Niknami Adliyad. Something that goes from hand to hand. Yatsu Karkois excludes the land. Shein Metalta that are immovable. Yatsu Avadim Shokshul Karkois, and it excludes slaves which are comparable to land. Yatsu Shtara is Chizib Chizib Chomimkar Shegufa Machar VeGufa Yikanu. Yatsu Shtara Shein Gufa Machar VeIn Gufa Yikanu. The Shtar itself is not actually a Kini VeIn Aimdim El Raya. And it's only there as a raya, el raya shabahem for a raya. Mikan amru, what do we say from here? Ha amaycher shayroisav le basam. Someone sells a star to a basam, to a spice dealer, and then the star is actually being utilized for the paper purposes to wrap up the spices. Then yesh lahem oina. Says the Gemara, Pshita, of course it's oina in that case, because it's a star, not for a star purpose. It's a star being utilized as a piece of paper. Says the Gemara, Lafuke midi Rav Kahana. Says, Kulish from Rav Kahana, Dama ina ina leprutais. There's no enough for prutais. Kamash v'la, and yeshna leprutais. Even though the paper is only worth a few mere prutais, there still will be oina. Continues the Gemara, really going back to the price of Yamil of discussing Ekdeishais. Where do we see his oina? By Hektish, Amar Kra, Echav loy Hektish. So mask if Lord Rava asked Rava Bar Mamal Kolecha Dechsev Yaday Yaday Mamishu. Wherever it says Yaday, it means his actual hand. Elameyata of that true. Dechsev the Paul says Vikach has called Arzay Miyaday. Hach and I'm to call Arab Yaday Unakila. Are you telling me that Sicha in Melech Ma'iv took the whole land in his hands? It can't be. Elamir Shusai. So rather, what are we going to have to say? That when the Paul says Yad, it doesn't really mean Yad. Means his possession. So maybe over here as well, it means his possession. So therefore, how do we have a makar to exclude karka from oina? Says the Gemara. But wait, is it not true that which we originally said? It doesn't actually mean a hand. How do we know that if the item that one stole is not only on his possession, but it's in his roof, his chatzar, his enclosure, tamlam rimatzit imatzit mikom ha'akoyim. So tayin the chatzar achman imatzit imatzit. Halav achi ava amina kolech dechasev yadeh, I would have thought, yadeh ma'amishu. So proves the Gemara that yad could yes mean hand ma'amish. V'su tanya, furthermore, we see in a b'raise, v'nasav yadeh, ain li ala yadeh, putting the gen in her hand, kakal kodev uviv minayin tamalaymar. These are all Gemaras that we've learned. V'nasa v'kol makam. Time to kodzer achmana v'nasa n'alav ha'achi ha'av ha'amina kolech t'chliv yada yada mamish. So it says the Gemara. So we see again that the word yada does indeed mean yada mamish. So we have a stira. Does yan mean rishos or does yan mean hand? So it concludes the Gemara. Ella, 15 lines from the wide lines. First one line is Ella. Ella kol yada yada mamishu. Vishaini awesome. In that case of Sicha Melech, Sichain was particularly different. Could only have meant Rishusai. But in our case, of course, it can mean Yadai. And therefore, we'll have a Makar that Karka, there is no Hektish. Excuse me, Karka, there's no Oina. Bayi Rav Zera. And we conclude with Rav Zera's Shaitla. Schiros Yesh Lam Oina, Oina Lam Oina. What is the status with schiros, renting an item? Is there oina? Min karam rachmana avaloi schiros. Do we say Torah only talks about selling something, not renting it? Oida malay shina. Amrle abaya miksiv mimkar lo ilam. Mimkar stomach sif. Does it say Mimkar in, excuse me, Miksiv Mimkar La'ilam? No, it just says the word Mimkar. V'hainami, and Schiris as well is B'yayme Mechirahi, is a form of Mechira for that day, and therefore will, yes, be included in the Dinam of Aina. Ba'irava, Rav has a shayla. Chitin v'zeram b'karka ma'u, if you plant wheat into the ground, yish lamayna, in lamayna. Do we say, do we say that the seeds are, if they would be in a container, yesh lem ayna, because they're items, and therefore there's no ayna, like, because the fact it's karka. Says Gemara, hey chidam. If the case is that he said, I put six of seed in the ground, and witnesses came here, he said, only put five in the ground. If it's a measurable item, it could always go back. He said, I put seeds into the ground, and later they found out that they did it. So, is there ayna or not? We're going to stop over here, and we'll pick up with the shayla in the next year.